Broadcasting live from the beautiful Renaissance Atlanta Waverly Hotel and Convention Center, it's TyCon Southeast 2014. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Lee Cantor here at TyCon Southeast. We just finished with the morning keynote speakers. It was a great roundtable. And right now I have with me KP Reddy. He is the new head of the ATDC here in Atlanta. KP, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
Why don't we quickly just kind of recap for our listeners, ATDC mission, purpose, what are you guys trying to do for folks?
Yeah, so ATDC is a technology incubator focused on high-tech companies to create companies with large, high growth. We're state of Georgia focused. We're based down at Georgia Tech. Right now we have about 35 companies in our select program that are in residence in our facility, and we hope to grow to about 50 by the end of the year.
But they don't necessarily have to be Georgia Tech companies,
no,
right?
No, they don't. So about a third of our companies are Georgia Tech-based companies. The rest are from everywhere else.
Now, ATDC was one of the early incubators here in Georgia, if not the first, right?
Yeah, we are 33 years old, so we're maybe the oldest or maybe the oldest in the country. No one really knows for sure, but we're 33 years old, and we're one of the top 12 in the country.
Now, how has the ecosystem regarding incubators changed in Georgia over the last few years? It seems like there's more players out there nowadays.
Well, I think it depends on what you define as an incubator. There's definitely a lot of co-working space, a lot of places for startup companies to get their start. One of our edicts is really it's not about the space. The space is one of our resources. It's really about the programming. So between our education programs, our coaching, our entrepreneur in residence programs, our companies really get the benefit of having a strong executive team to backfill the gaps that every startup has along the way, as well as getting them great visibility. Our Industry Connect program, we connect our select companies with the Fortune 1000, not for the purposes of window dressing, but to actually drive revenue. So we're driving revenue through Industry Connect. Our Investor Connect program, we consistently have venture capitalists and angel investors walking the halls. So we're helping them raise capital. And like I said, through our EIR and coaching programs, we're helping to backfill some skill sets maybe they don't have.
The EIR is the entrepreneur in residence. And that's, are you finding that Atlanta is a good place to find entrepreneurs that want to give back and want to help kind of the next generation of entrepreneurs grow?
It is, but I think when you look at successful entrepreneurs, there is a level of give back, and that gives them some flexibility. But most of our entrepreneurs in residence, we remind people they're not entrepreneurs in retirement. They are actually looking for their next gig. They're looking for the next opportunity. So when they see a young entrepreneur come in that maybe has an idea and is early on, they're as much coaching them to make sure they're successful, but they're also evaluating to say, hey, maybe this is a company I want to put a few bucks into and go help out and be part of.
So it gives them kind of a first look
absolutely.
Some of these budding enterprises. Now, regarding getting investment into some of these early stage companies, are you finding that Atlanta or Georgia in particular is a challenge in that area? It seems like in our market, there's a lot of people that invest in real estate and might have a real estate mentality, and they may not have the stomach for these emerging growth companies. Are you finding any of that?
No, I think the reality is most smart investors look at how their portfolio looks and what their asset classes are. And just about every investor I know has an allocation of their assets towards high risk, high potential. The beautiful thing about real estate is,
it doesn't go to zero usually.
It doesn't go to zero usually, and you only hit a loss when you actually try to sell it, right?
Right.
So if you can have the capacity to hold on to it, you're in good shape. But it makes sense. Even the returns on real estate aren't quite the same, right?
Right.
You're not going to get 10x, 20x type returns. So any smart investor, which we have lots of them in Atlanta and in Georgia, most of them are allocating a percentage of their portfolio towards high-risk investments. The challenge is they don't typically have the skill sets to vet and manage the process, so they're really looking for other people to syndicate and get involved with. And we've got some great folks that kind of lead these investments to do those types of things.
Now, how does ATDC work with Ty?
So The neat thing about Ty is that, fortunately I get to play both hats. I've been involved with Tai since 1998. So Tai is focused on all of it, not just technology. It could be a rug company. It could be lots of things, not just technology. The fact that most of the founders of Tai are rooted in technology does create a bias of companies in Tai that are technology-oriented. The neat thing that's been happening with ATDC and Tai has been the collaboration. You know, ATDC, we have a state initiative, so the more we can collaborate with other organizations, the better. For example, mm-hmm. this year we did TaiX, was hosted at ATDC. So
right.
We do have office space. That's a nice thing
right.
To be able to offer.
And in a nice location.
And a great
Beautiful.
Location. Right, great location. And I actually personally ran the TaiX cohort this time, so we're able to apply some of the programming that we have reserved for our ATDC select companies. We're letting kind of Tai borrow and benefit from our best practices for their constituents. So I think it's a good thing. I mean, in the ecosystem, we don't need duplication of effort. We need people to be very complimentary, and I think Tai and ATDC complement each other very well.
So now, what can our listeners do for you? What do you need more of?
Really, most of what we're looking for is just great entrepreneurs. You know, we have two programs, or our community program, which we focus on de-risking the entrepreneur. So how do you build the skill sets? How do you continue to de-risk, through education and knowledge? And then once you get to a certain point, then you make it into our select program, and then we help you de-risk the business. So we're just looking for more entrepreneurs to show up and learn and be part of it. The community program is perfect for budding entrepreneurs. We charge a whopping $25 a year.
I know. It's the best deal in town.
Best deal in town. You'll make it up through beer and pizza. So,
Now, when you say a budding entrepreneur, is this somebody, like I have an idea on a napkin? Like, how far along do I have to be?
It doesn't matter. Actually, what I really like is entrepreneurs that show up with lots of ideas or no ideas. And, what I call it, you've got a toolbox. It's about putting tools in that toolbox.
Right.
What you're going to go build is going to change. The reality is most first-time entrepreneurs, their first ideas, they go out and...
That's the practice one,
that's
right?
That's the practice one, exactly. So it's really, we focus on, getting people's toolboxes and, filling that toolbox with lots of tools so they can go build whatever they want to build.
And the tools aren't just knowledge, it's also the network and the partners.
Absolutely, and I think what's really neat about ATDC, you get access to people that... you could try hitting them up on LinkedIn and calling them. You'd never get access to them.
Right.
And to get 30 minutes with a person that, like right now, we've got an EIR that founded Yahoo Finance. And, we continue to get these tremendous EIRs and people involved with ATDC that you could never get access to. And a 30-minute conversation with them to set a direction for yourself is invaluable.
All right. And if somebody wanted to learn more, where should they go?
Then go to atdc.org.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being part of the show today,
KP. All right.
Thank you. All right. We'll be back in a few at TaiCon Southeast.
All right. Great.